The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Is Romans 10, 9 and 10 a passage that we can use or should use in a gospel presentation? Why does it seem like there are things to do beyond just believing to be, quote, saved? This is Grace in Focus, the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about us and our free ebooks at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and David Renfro.
David, I've got a question. Actually, I've got two questions about Romans 10, 9, and 10. Let's begin by reading that passage. Would you read it? And then I'll read Brittany's question and we'll discuss it. And then Tristan has a question too.
Okay. Here's Romans 10, 9, and 10. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Okay, now you can see how this might confuse people, because this doesn't sound like John 3:16, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, in order to be saved here, you've got to confess and believe. And the believing is not believing what John 3:16 is talking about, believing that Jesus guarantees your eternal destiny, but this is believing that Jesus is raised from the dead. So this leads to some questions. For example, Brittany has a question. And by the way, we do have a lot of articles on Romans 10, 9, and 10.
That's correct. Yeah, I've read some of them. They're very good. The fact that it's talked about a lot in my mind means that this passage here bothers people. It just causes a lot of questions. And so I think it's important for you to go over this again.
And by the way, it's faithalone.org. If you go there, we have magazine articles mm-hmm. and journal articles on this. I also have an article called The Romans Road Ends in a Cul-de-Sac, because this is often used in the Romans Road evangelistic presentation, and this is where it comes off the rails. But here's what Brittany says. I saw your article about only having to believe in Jesus for everlasting life to be saved, and I was wondering what your thoughts are on why the Bible says to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead and you're saved. To me, it sounds like that could be something from a list of things, but I don't think God would make a list of so many different things that no one gets them right. Now, I think she's making a good point here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go beyond John 3:16 and believing in Jesus.
Oh, that's
forever.
Too easy.
Yeah, that's right. They say it's easy and cheap and everything else. But, you know, other people have so many things you need to believe. You know, they bring in lots of things. And she goes on to say, my mom doesn't even believe Jesus is God because it confuses her so much. Now, I'm not sure what she means there, but I think what she means is she has a hard time wrapping her brain around the Trinity.
Well, then welcome to the human race.
Exactly, right? But she says, my mom doesn't even believe Jesus is God because it confuses her much, and it makes me worried she possibly isn't saved. But listen to this contrast. She is one of the biggest believers I've ever met. In other words, I think what Brittany is saying is, her mother believes Jesus is the Savior, but she can't wrap her mind around the fact that Jesus is God, mm-hmm. and yet he's also man. That, for her, is a stumbling block. Well, this leads to multiple questions, and one of the issues we have here is Brittany thinks the text is saying a person must confess that Jesus is God in order to be saved. That's not exactly what the text says. Notice, now there's also a question how you translate this. I think Zane Hodges has a better translation, but here's what it is. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, Zane Hodges thinks what you're saying here is you're crying out, Lord Jesus. You're praying to him in worship. And what he suggests is this is part of the Christian community. If you are confessing the words, Lord Jesus, then you are going to be saved if you also believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Now, some people focus on in the heart. There's so many things here. But in the heart means internal. It doesn't mean that's where belief takes place.
Right.
Heart and mind are used interchangeably in the New Testament. And confession is external.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what I believe is going on here, it's saying in order to be saved, and we need to talk about that too, because mm-hmm. salvation in Romans is not regeneration. Mm-hmm. It's not being born again. It's being saved from the wrath of God that falls on the disobedient, those who suppress the truth mm-hmm. in unrighteousness, Romans 1, 18 through 32. So that this salvation, and we're going to see it in verse 10, is not salvation from hell, but salvation from wrath. In fact, Tristan, the second question, is going to bring this out for us more. But in verse 9, what it's talking about is we need to do two things to be saved. We need to be part of the worshiping community where we're crying out regularly to the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling him Lord Jesus. And secondly, we believe that God has raised him from the dead. Well, the reason for that is if God has not raised him from the dead, then we would not be crying out to him for anything mm-hmm. because he would be in Sheol and he would be in no position mm-hmm. to answer our prayers. So he has to be the risen Lord in order for our prayers to be answered.
Please plan to join us at Camp Copus in Denton, Texas. The Grace Evangelical Society's 2024 National Conference is May the 20th through the 23rd. Good fun, wonderful fellowship, recreational opportunities for the younger ones and the older ones, great teaching on the theme of free grace in the Epistles of Peter. There's VBS for kids, too. More information and online registration now at faithalone.org/events. That's faithalone.org/events. Please come and join us.
But verse 10, I think, is real powerful. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. In Romans, the verb form is called justify. The noun form is called justification or righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Dikaiō for to justify and dikaiosune for righteousness. So with the heart one believes unto righteousness, that's what Paul talks about in Romans 3:21 to 4:24. Justification is by faith alone.
Alone. Yeah.
And so here what you have is in verse 10, the person who believes is righteous, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So the salvation is more than justification here. It's deliverance from God's wrath. And so what I would say to her is, yes, based on John 3:16, John 5:24, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, we believe in Christ for the promise of everlasting life, and
right.
we have it. But in order to be saved from God's wrath, we must live for Christ,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of being part of the believing community. And, of course, this ultimately looks at Joel 2:32, where at the end of the tribulation, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Romans 10:13.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing. Jews at the end of the tribulation who are part of the believing community and who are regularly crying out, Lord Jesus, they're going to be saved from the wrath that's going to fall at the end of the tribulation. But now here's a related question from Tristan. Verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And he says, and verse 10 says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. And then Tristan says, however, we know that the heart one believes unto righteousness means justification. So he's right. The only condition of justification is believing.
Mm-hmm.
If we believe it means justification, how could this support the idea of the so-called crossless gospel that if they have to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, would this mean you must believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ in order to be saved? Yes,
mm-hmm.
in order to be saved from God's wrath.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to be saved from eternal condemnation,
mm-hmm.
we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for the promise of everlasting life.
Faith plus nothing else.
Faith plus nothing. That's the first part
of
Romans 10. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. And what we believe, of course, he doesn't mention at the first part of verse 10, believing that he rose from the dead. It's believing in him for what he promises, which is righteousness, that's in justification, mm-hmm. or everlasting life, that's in regeneration. The reason why people get confused with Romans 10, 9, and 10 is they do not compare it to Romans 3, 21 to 4, 24. They also don't compare it to John 3, 16 or Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. I mean, that's where Paul says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that salvation by grace through faith is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So Romans 10, 9, and 10 is in the section, Romans 9, 10, 11, dealing with Israel. And it's talking about God has not forgotten his chosen people. And ultimately, Romans 11, 26, all Israel will be saved. And this section, Romans 10, 9 through 13, although it has application now, it's ultimately looking to the end of the tribulation when believing Jews will be saved from the Gentile armies that have surrounded Jerusalem. It's important to recognize that these verses are not giving some alternate way a person can be born again.
Right. I think a lot of people are conditioned that every time the word save or salvation is used in the Bible, it has to do with eternal salvation. And most of the time, as you've said many times, the word salvation more means deliverance from some situation. And I wonder if it would be better to, instead of use the word salvation as the translation here, deliverance.
Actually, that's the way Hodges translates. In fact, let's, in the last few seconds, read his translation of Romans 10:9.
Zane says here, Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth, quote, Lord Jesus, unquote, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be delivered.
Right.
I think this clears it up, and it is a valid translation of the Greek word for to be saved, delivered, rescued, even in James, healed, physically healed from some illness.
That's good. And we'll talk more about Tristan's question about do you need to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus to be saved? But we'll also talk about that question related to everlasting life, because we have some more questions about that. Well, in the meantime, keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On our next episode, what is it that needs to be believed in order to receive eternal salvation? Join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.